you're standing for nothing. You're sacrificing for nothing. Yeah, there's no goal. There's just agony. Hello, and welcome to Revel, a collection of realms, comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name's Nicole.
And I'm Rhoda, and together we produce the show you're about to hear called Power Trip. Be sure to stick around after the show for some behind-the-scenes discussion, where we talk about the complicated drama between mothers and daughters and spiraling.
We'll be back just after this.
Hello. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win, since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that was fun.
The voice seems to be coming from the jumble of limbs in my bed. Yeah. What happened last night? There was a bar, I think, an impromptu sing-along. Any of those things sounds possible since Deirdre's disastrous birthday party 3 nights ago. I've been out every single one of those nights, hence this strange man who I must get out of here stat before I vomit all over both of us. So listen,
Ronald?
Yes, Ronald. I remembered simultaneously to you saying it, but
yeah.
Sorry, you should probably go, Ronald. I really need to get some work done.
Hold on. You said you don't even have a job.
Did I?
Yeah. You said you burst into your job after hours, made a fool of yourself, and then your boss fired you. I mean, that's why you bought the last round of tequila, to celebrate.
Right. Did I say anything else I should know about?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. You said you ruined all your friendships, you hate your own writing, and you're afraid your mom doesn't love you. Yeah.
Gee, I sure was talkative.
That was pre-tequila. Post-tequila, you didn't want to talk much. But you did say you wanted to see this.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see it again.
Wait, you said it was pretty, though.
Okay, you need to leave now, please, Ronald. Not that it's not a command, but it is my strong desire. Please.
Okay, hint taken. I'll just get dressed then.
Perfect.
You know where I put my pants?
I assume they're in the pile on the floor.
I don't see them, no.
I don't know. It's not that big of an apartment.
Yeah, it's just that there are clothes everywhere.
What did they look like?
What? They were hibiscus print. Don't you remember?
Of course. Hibiscus print pants. Okay, let me see. All right. Here, what about these? They look manly, don't they?
What? No, they're not mine.
You can have them.
I'm not taking your sweatpants.
Oh, please do.
But they're gonna be so tight.
They're gonna cover your ass, literally.
But I have to go teach in like an hour.
I really just need you to go now, Ronald.
What are you doing? Okay. Come on!
Okay, bye.
Hey!
Realm presents Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany, episode 7.
Now that Ronald's gone, I finally have some quiet to think. Or rather, to continue compulsively checking my phone and waiting to hear from the group. It's almost midday by the time I finally hear a notification. It's probably Christian, or Leah, or Deirdre. It's none of them. Just another reminder to take my medication. I could disappear tomorrow, and what would be left? A few piles of dirty clothes, some filthy dishes and a moldy fridge, Ronald's men's flower print pants that I've finally spotted draped over a lamp. Just like the last 3 days, I can't stand to be here anymore. My dress is only slightly stained and ready for another night out. Let's see who the next Ronald will be. Despite the fact that it's only 7 p.m. on a Tuesday, I'm on my third whiskey sour. Oh, my side hurts. Fuck. Are you waiting on some asshole who didn't show? I noticed you checking your phone. Well, she just checked out my boobs. We're off to a good start. Can I buy you a drink?
I think...
She really can't keep her eyes off them. Forward much?
Your dress is,
Crap, one of my nipples is peeking out over the top of my dress. I plop it back in.
Oh! Whoopsie!
You're not allowed out here.
Do you need some, like, help or,
Oh, I don't need anything but another drink. Whiskey sour and whatever she's drinking. I don't care for the look they exchange. I do not need to be worried at, after, whatever. I am fucking fine.
Whiskey sour, pretty please?
Oh, okay. I think you've had enough.
But I decide when I've had enough.
I can do magic, bitches.
Make me a whiskey sour, and you, redhead, ignore the awkward boob incident and drink with me.
Oh my god. Oh, my side. I realize what's actually happening. I've reached the breaking point. That's it. No more magic. Burnout, just like the group warned me.
Shit, that hurts.
Wait, are you okay? Oh my god. Call 911.
The smell of bouillon mixed with alcohol swabs fills me with a vague nostalgia.
Mom?
Her face is hovering inches from my own, smudged mascara caked around her eyes, like a villainous raccoon.
How are you feeling, sweetie?
What are you doing here?
What do you mean? I'm your in case of emergency contact.
Right. Yes.
Shut. There's no need to swear.
Oh, there are about 800 reasons to swear right now.
Well, I'm sorry. A visit from your mother in the hospital is such a burden.
It's not a burden, Mom. I'm just, like, it's unexpected.
What do you mean? I was worried sick. I had to throw together my clothes before it was light out and drive 2.5 hours in rush hour traffic, not to mention the parking in this city. Forget about that. Another hour, at least.
I'm so sorry to have inconvenienced you.
It's not like that, sweetie, but to get a call like that in the wee hours of the morning, you have no idea.
Most people silence their phones in the wee hours of the morning, so you could do that.
Well, most people don't have daughters who've spent 80% of their lives in the ER.
Sorry to interrupt. I saw you were up.
Oh, yeah, I'm up. So when do I get out of here?
I'm Dr. Griffith. I've been in discussion with a nephrologist on call about your file. Have you been taking your pills, Jane?
Well, of course she has.
I'm...
Haven't you?
Can I speak, please? I might have been a little lax in the last few... I don't remember, days, maybe?
Unfortunately, we need to admit you. I'm afraid the rejection process has already started.
Oh. Okay.
You're in good hands. We'll do everything we can.
I can't stop staring at the thread hanging off his sleeve. Like a worm, he's hooked there. I want to tug on it. To keep tugging until his whole coat, maybe even his whole self, dissolves into a pile of thread on the floor.
The best thing to do now is get some rest. I'll be back to check on you in a little bit.
So this is it. Another one gone. But this time, I actually had hope. It had started to feel like things were changing. Now I'm right back where I was.
Summer is almost here, so that means tons of outdoor activities and trying to keep up with all the fun things that are going on. Factor can help you stay on top of your wellness goals and stay fit, healthy, and full for the summer. They have fresh, never frozen meals that are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes, no matter how busy you are, so you can get back to what you like doing. With 35 different meals and more than 60 different add-ons, you are sure to never get bored. You can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that have ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon, and keep kitchen time to a minimum, so essentially no cleaning up. It's great. I got my brother a Factor box because he expressed some interest in wanting to get healthy over the summer and try eating more vegan food. And this made it a really effortless transition for him to try some new foods and also get food he didn't have access to. He figured out what he liked, what he didn't like, and he did it with the help of Factor. So if this sounds like something you want to try, you can head to factormeals.com/rebel50 and use code REBEL50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off the next month. That's code REBEL50 at factormeals.com/REBEL50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I guess you're happy now.
On what planet would I be happy?
Well, I'll be totally helpless forever. You can bring me Jell-O and give me sponge baths. There you go. Love that shit.
Oh, yes, of course. My lifelong ambition finally realized.
I mean, I don't see you for literal months. And this is when you show up when I'm unconscious in a hospital bed. It just, like, figures.
I'm not supposed to show up when you're in the hospital?
Well, you know, most mothers come celebrate the good parts of their kids' lives, too, like weddings and birthdays and...
Have you had some weddings I should know about?
That's not the point.
If you had a wedding, I would say that is very much the point.
You only give a shit when I'm sick. When I'm poor, invalid Jane you can fawn over and pity. Then you're here.
You've been through a lot in the last 24 hours, so I'm gonna let this go until you
this
can-
This is exactly what I'm talking about. This, like, virtuous act you put on. I'm the selfless mother, right? Like this martyr taking the high road, taking care of her poor little thankless baby.
Thankless being an operative word here.
Get over yourself.
You first. My God, Jane. The hours I've spent over your bed, the hospital visits, the dialysis sessions.
Yes, exactly. I swear you like it when I'm incapacitated.
Well, I'm so sorry for dedicating most of my life to taking care of you.
You see yourself as this like martyr, and I'm sorry, but it's like a little revolting. I mean, this is my life.
And I am your mother.
Look, can you just give me some space?
You want space? Fine. I'll go. I'll drive another 2 hours back home, or at least no one will yell at me. Jeez.
Mom, please.
Oh, honey. I'm so sorry. Oh.
Thank you for coming.
Of course. I'll always come for you, Janie. You're my whole world.
You don't. Unless I'm sick in bed, I feel like that's the only time you show up.
I call or I text, and it's like pulling teeth.
You have like 3 subjects you want to talk about, and then you're running off.
Oh, little girl, I want to know everything about you. I'd move in with you if you'd let me.
I feel like you don't understand the constraints of a Brooklyn studio apartment.
I sense you're pushing me away. I know. I feel it. That's okay. You're a grown woman. You're supposed to have your independence. I'm sorry your independence doesn't come like other people's, but it's still yours. And I try to give you the space you need. It's only a little hard for me because, well, I guess I spent so much time worrying about you, and it's hard to let that go.
I know.
Come here.
I think you'll find you need to come to me right now.
Oh, of course. What am I thinking? We're all just figuring this shit out day to day, Jane Brain.
Please don't call me Jane Brain.
But it's what I've always called you.
Not make it any better.
You know, I love you, and I am very proud of the woman you've become.
Thanks. But about the apartment, you weren't serious, right? Because, like, there really isn't anywhere to put you.
Look, I'll only come when I'm invited, but maybe you could invite me from time to time?
Yeah, I will, I promise.
Sorry, I'm interrupting.
No, you're not interrupting. What a lovely balloon. Is that a unicorn?
It's all they had left at the gift shop. Well, this and some kind of demonic-looking teddy bears, and I figured...
Lesser of two evils.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I actually have to run some errands.
You do?
Yeah, can I pick y'all up any deodorant? Wouldn't you know, I forgot it in my rush out this morning, and I smell like your kitty litter's on fire. Bye. See you soon.
It was nice to meet you. Here. This is for you.
Thanks. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Christian called me this morning. Said you texted him from the ambulance. He would be here, but he's stuck at work, so I figured I'd come. Unless you don't want visitors, which would be totally understandable given the fact that, you know,
I'm glad to see you, to be honest. I didn't know if anyone would want to see me after. Okay, well.
I mean, do you want me to just pretend like it didn't happen?
I guess I expected a little bit of comfort.
Oh, so you expected to be absolved?
God, you just, like, live to make people feel inferior. I've been dealing with a lot of shit lately, as you can see, so if you're gonna be like this, like, you just leave.
I didn't come here to fight with you.
Then why did you come here? What did you come here to do, exactly? Is Leah nervous? It's only now that I notice her hands are shaking.
I really am sorry this happened to you. I came to give you something.
Creepy unicorn, I know.
No, it's not that.
I remember the first day I arrived at group, how she basically saw right through me.
how disarming that was. I don't find it disarming now, though. I find it strangely comforting. The idea that someone could see me like that. I do my best to meet her look, and it feels as if I'm sinking into her eyes.
Just, do you trust me?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. I'm going to put my hand just here, over your stomach.
What's going on? Leah,
I've got you. Just hold my hand, Jane, okay?
Vitals are spiking? Hey, did something happen?
I was here the whole time. She was just fine a minute ago.
Okay, can you step back, please?
The last thing I see is her rushing past the nurse out the door.
Please don't tell me you're gonna take my blood again. Nurse Lee is a vampire, I swear.
Sorry about that, Jane. How you feeling?
My head... it's like cotton candy.
Listen, I have to talk to you about something.
I'm an idiot, I know. And I'll spend the rest of my life staring at these beige hospital walls with my ass hanging out of my gown as a natural consequence of that idiocy.
Well, I think you made some less than prudent decisions in the last 24 hours, and you need to be more careful in the future, but I have some very good news for you. Jane, your body didn't reject the kidney.
How? What? What?
We got the results from your repeat blood work. Your initial results indicated the rejection process had clearly started, but after we took your blood last night, it seems the process just reversed itself. Your kidney is fine, Jane.
That's, wow. Call my mom, please, if you don't mind, please. I have no idea if this renewed kidney still carries the same magical abilities, but I'm not about to risk that now. Not if I've really been given a second chance. Leah's words echo in my head.
Do you trust me?
Yeah, what did Leah do?
You're listening to Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany. Power Trip is a Realm original production. Listen away.
Hello, and thanks for listening to Revel. My name is Rhoda, and I'm here with Nicole to talk about episode 7 of Power Trip. This episode opens up with maybe one of the cringiest moments in the history of storytelling, where Jane thinks she is the hot shit hitting on this woman in a bar in the afternoon and is actually just too drunk to understand or read cues. And so messes the whole thing up. And then in a terrible twist of events, Jane passes out. From exhaustion, from a kidney failure, from all kinds of things. Who knows? And it's terrible.
This is like, this episode could be called like The Spiral. It's just like an untethered person just sort of spitting out and avoiding things. I mean, the bar sequence is so embarrassing because it's like one of those clothing mishaps, you know, because like her boob falls out, you know. I've had that where I felt like, I look great. And then like someone's looking at you and you're like, yes, it's the outfit. And then they're like, your shirt's on backwards. like your fly is, you know, like that kind of thing. But worse, like that's what happens to her. It's 100 times worse.
You're like, I do have magical abilities. This shirt is amazing, right?
And then yeah. And like she's being, you know, she's being the bother. At the bar, like the embarrassing person at the bar, like, you know, when you're with friends and then you realize you've been talking, like everyone there has been screaming and you've been the person at the bar that everyone is annoyed at because you're having so much fun, but like you're understanding of volume has sort of decreased with the increase in fun, like that that kind of vibe.
I think this is infinitely worse than that, because what she is the creepy, she, like, imagine if you were a man, right? She'd be the creepy drunk dude who's hitting on you in the afternoon. Yeah, it was a really, really rough opening. And then also transitions into something scary, because there is a legitimate health scare, right? This is where we get into some really thorny stuff with the mom, right? And I think that this is a really beautiful scene when they have a confrontation, but it's hard because, like all confrontations with parents, why does it always have to come to a breaking point, right?
I don't even notice has been, like, sneaking up on you, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, just tiny interactions in which symptoms are appearing, but, like, you don't realize what's causing them until it's just, like, I can't take it anymore. Like, you've reached the apex of the...
I would say, I mean, you know, I don't know what your relationship with your parents is like, but I think that even in the most kind of modern, enlightened, emotionally in touch adults, we have done a lot of training and a lot of thinking about how to speak to our partners and our friends and in work settings to communicate our needs and to ask what we want. Like, you know, even if we're not perfect at it yet, there's a lot of resources and training and talking about that. But I don't feel like that is necessarily advice that people use when thinking about their parents and talking to their parents, because you have this whole...
There's also, like, an element of the self that just kind of reverts to your child self. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're like, you know?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But I also think, like, Jane is, like, in this position of being killed with kindness by her mom for, like, the exact thing that she doesn't want to be, like, cared for about. You know, she just kind of wants to hang, it seems like, to me, with her mom. And her mom is just like, I'm here for caretaking mode.
Yeah.
And the different ways that dynamic has, like, impacted them. Like, maybe the reason that she's so intent on, like, proving herself as an adult, you know? There's just, like, a lot of interesting layers that like, manifest in the scene. And just to be, like, she's kind of, like, landed straight back into her, what she's expressed, like, multiple times throughout the series as, like, her specific nightmares, like the hospital gown and being in a hospital bed and everything, you know?
Yeah. When I listen to this episode, I'm like, okay, how do I want to be cared for? Sometimes you want to just vent. Sometimes you want somebody to give you advice. And then if you don't lay out those boundaries really clearly, then, like, the escalation of the conversation can get really annoying. You know what I mean? Like I'll vent to my husband about something and then he'll go into, like, problem solving mode. And then I'll have all these suggestions. So he thinks he's, like, being helpful and engaging. And I'm like, you don't understand me at all. You know, like, this is so annoying. You're taking their side.
This is just the release valve.
So, you know, sometimes we want people to care for us in a specific kind of way, and then we ourselves are not willing to, like, verbalize how we want to be taken care of.
I know. We're just like, you should know this.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I want and need, and why don't you, please?
Yeah. Do you have one? Is there a thing where you're just like, I want this?
I think when I'm really stressed, I can't be asked questions, which is, I think, tough for people around. Like, okay, an example that's coming to me is, like, moving, which I find to be one of the more stressful things, especially in New York City. So, like, packing up your apartment or, like, unpacking your apartment, where do you want to put things that, you know? And if you have, like, family help, it's a lot of, like, where do you want this? Where do you want this? And I kind of get like, you know, like, it's, like, all so kind and also, like, deferring to my preferences. But, like, questions can be overwhelming to me if I'm overwhelmed. And then other times I, like, love a question, you know. So just kind of, like, setting the questions aside for later is, like, one thing that really helps me.
Or on the outset, just saying something along the lines of, don't ask me where to put things. Just let's get it all in the apartment. You know?
I'm like, what? Can possibly say that.
No, but yeah, I mean,
my shoulders will just get tighter and tighter.
But this is the same
better way.
Right. But this is the same thing about what we were talking about weeks ago when you're like, I'll sit through a date for 2 hours if it's terrible. You know?
I know. I know. I'm like a modern Joan of Arc, except no, with no need. You're standing for nothing. You're sacrificing for nothing. Yeah, there's no goal. There's just agony.
I think we should end on that. That's the beat. So thank you so much for coming and chatting with me. And for everyone, thanks for listening to Revel. We'll see you next time.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadolahi. Featuring performances by Hashem Asadolahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Nicole Otto. You're listening to Revel, Power Trip, created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.
Power Trip is a Realm original production, written by Mary Hamilton, with additional writing by Kara Horner. Produced by Nicole Otto, Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Tatiana Maslany, Molly Barton, Julian Yap, and Marcy Wiseman. Directed by Kaylin West. Starring Tatiana Maslany, Lisa Loeb, Brendan Hines, Tanisha Gary, Zeke Alton, Dalal Batter, Jordan Batiste, Courtney Lynn, Vargas Mason, Keeler Lee, Andrew Call, Ella June Conroy, Timothy Fritz, Larissa Gallagher, Dexter Hobart, Ray Hurd, Miriam Katz, Elizabeth Laidlaw, David Shatraw, and Mike Smith Rivera. Sound design by Tom Maggs and Rory O'Shea. Mixing and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Additional editing by Corey Barton. Original score and composition by Hashem Asadolahi and Daniel Wanacott. With digital orchestration by Max Kuttner. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like this on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.